This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Last week, I talked about who you are, about becoming the person you are meant to be. Do you really know who you are? I acknowledge my indebtedness to author, speaker Brian Tracy and his thoughts on this subject. He says our self-concept is comprised of three components, like three pieces of a pie. First, your self-ideal. That's the person you would like most to be. It's comprised of your hopes, your dreams, your values, your standards. It's important that you are very clear about your self-ideal. If that's foggy or non-existent, your life will lack direction. So seek clarity here. And in my life, the scriptures give me direction. The Bible tells me I'm holy, I'm forgiven, I'm blessed, I'm an overcomer. And that's part of my self-ideal. Not all of it, but it is part of it. And your self-image is how you actually see yourself. That's your inner mirror. You have a self-image for what kind of a husband, wife, son, daughter, driver, student you are. Well, remember, you'll always perform on the outside in a manner consistent with how you see yourself on the inside. Well, the third piece of that pie for your self-concept is your self-esteem, which is the emotional component of your personality. Your self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. So the closer your self-image, that's how you actually see yourself, comes to your self-ideal, that's how you want to be, well, the higher will be your self-esteem. Now, it's really important, it's essential that you don't let mistakes along the way keep you from becoming who you're supposed to be. Jesus, for instance, told Simon Peter who he was. Very clear, you are Simon Peter, you're the rock. But the rock later crumbled, he failed, he denied the Lord. But the Lord was there later, and Simon Peter let the Lord put the pieces of his life back together. And so he'll do the same thing for you too when you fail. That's why it's so important to repeat those positive affirmations to yourself. I do that each morning before I leave the house because I want that clearly in my mind. I want to move toward that person that I want to be. Rather than letting someone with stinking thinking try to wrap their negative, untrue images of who I am on my mind. And the negative people in your life can be voices from the past, a parent, a teacher, maybe a coach, can be someone in the present, someone you work with or live with. It's anyone who tells you something about yourself that's contrary to what the loving, forgiving God of grace and mercy tells you about yourself in the Word of God. Now, God tells us we're sinners. That's true because, you see, we can't see the light until we recognize that we're in the darkness. But God wants you to be your best self, the one that's pleasing to Him, and that comes to us in Jesus Christ. So each morning I say, I am holy. That's based on God's work for me in Jesus Christ, not on the hope that I behave better than the next person. I can say I like myself not because I have a charming personality, but because God created me. And as the little boy said, God don't make no junk. So I'm a prized possession, maybe not in other people's eyes, but in God's eyes I am. And so I have to receive that. So speak the positive from God. And as you do, your self-image will begin to be transformed. And you really will begin to change your behavior patterns because we behave on the outside, again, according to that image that we have on the inside. It's a work in progress. Anne Lamott is one of my favorite authors. She says this, that she says when she was a young writer, she was talking to an old painter one day about how he came to paint his canvases. And he said that he never knew what he completed, what the completed picture would look like, but he could usually see one quadrant. So he'd make a stab at capturing what he saw on that canvas of his mind. And when it turned out not to be even remotely what he'd imagined, he'd paint over it with white. And each time he figured out what the painting wasn't, he was one step closer to finding out what it was. You have to make mistakes to find out who you aren't. You take the action, Lamott says, and the insight follows. You don't think your way into becoming yourself. You step out in faith. You walk by faith, not by sight. You let the Lord tell you who you are, and you move in that direction. So you have to take action. That's why this ministry that I have through this podcast, that's part of it, is about helping people become all they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. And that includes you. And that's why I end each podcast by saying, join me next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.